This is Akashvani, the news read by Morgan Bagra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called upon citizens to stay united and defeat all forces conspiring to divide the country. Addressing a massive gathering on the occasion of Somnath Swabhiman Parv at Prabhas Patan today, the PM urged the countrymen to move forward together, shoulder to shoulder and heart to heart for the cause of Viksit Bharat while remaining deeply connected to our past. Describing the Somnath Swabhiman Parv as a vibrant reflection of the eternal faith and devotion, the PM stated that this festival is not merely a celebration of historical glory, but a vital opportunity to keep the timeless journey of the Somnath Temple alive for future generations. Earlier, on the second day of his Gujarat visit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi led the Grand Shaurya Yatra at Prabhas Patan, organized as part of the historic Somnath Swabhiman Parv. The Yatra was a ceremonial procession of 108 horses organized to honor the countless warriors who defended the Somnath Temple over centuries. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah today launched the Mission 2026 in Thiruvananthapuram for the forthcoming assembly elections in Kerala. Addressing the state conference of BJP members elected to civic bodies at the Uday Palace Convention Centre in Kawdeer, Mr. Shah said that BJP is working towards building a Viksit Kerala and aims to form a BJP government in the state to achieve that goal. He also said that the path to Viksit Bharat passes through a Viksit Kerala. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the two-day vibrant Gujarat Regional Conference for the Kutch and Saurashtra regions at Marwari University in Rajkot today. The conference is aimed at boosting investment, innovation and growth in 12 western districts of Saurashtra and Kutch. On the occasion, the Prime Minister virtually launched 13 new greenfield smart industrial estates across 7 districts of Saurashtra and inaugurated a specialized medical device park in Rajkot. The Prime Minister Modi said, "Today, the vibrant Gujarat Summit has become a strong platform for global growth, international cooperation and partnerships." Earlier, on the second day of his visit to Gujarat, Prime Minister Modi inaugurated the vibrant Gujarat Trade Exhibition in Rajkot. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan today paid floral tributes to former Prime Minister Lal Bahadur Shastri on his death anniversary at the Vice President's enclave. Deputy Chief Minister for Arunachal Pradesh, Chona Men, attended the pre-budget consultation meeting for the forthcoming Union Budget 2026-27, chaired by Union Minister for Finance and Corporate Affairs, Nirmala Sitharaman, and co-chaired by Union Minister of State for Finance, Pankaj Chaudhary, in New Delhi. During the consultation, Deputy CM Chona Men highlighted that despite its remoteness and long-standing developmental constraints, Arunachal Pradesh has witnessed significant progress in recent years and continues to maintain fiscal discipline in line with the Arunachal Pradesh Fiscal Responsibility and Budget Management Act 2006 with timely fulfillment of all committed liabilities. The deputy CM also drew attention to the limited access of the state to externally aided projects and emphasized the need for continued support from the union government to bridge resource gaps and sustain the current developmental movement. The deputy CM reiterated the state government's commitment to fiscal discipline and constructive engagement with the union government to accelerate inclusive and sustainable development in Arunachal Pradesh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Srimad Vijaya Ratna Sundar Sureshwarji Maharaj has not confined knowledge to books alone, but has demonstrated it in his own life and inspired others to do the same. In his video message during the release of 500 Book of the Spiritual Leader and Jain Monk, Mr. Modi said, "His personality is a wonderful blend of self-control, simplicity and clarity." Social media platform X has admitted its mistake and acknowledged gaps in its content moderation standards. Government sources informed that the company has said that they will operate in accordance with the applicable laws and regulations. The issue came to light after the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology issued a notice to X, raising concerns over the circulation of obscene and sexually explicit content on the platform. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.